We'll rendezvous in the pool area and take the cable car tram up to the tour center.
There may be some surprises along the way.
I'm with the detectives convention at the tower.
You look a little young to be a detective. Full-fledged one, that is.
Watson's gone and the room's wrecked. Kidnapping, I'd say.
The house on Bracken Moor. Eight people are brought together by mysterious circumstances. One by one, the people start to disappear.
We'll have to wait until he lets us out before we can make a move.
If he lets us out.
Make it a good kiss if you can handle it.
All right, here we go. And action.
Where have you been? I've been worried about you.
You have been?
Always glad to help. Particularly when there's a beautiful girl in distress.
How can I ever repay you?
We'll think of something.
The people here have been receiving mutilated photographs with threats.
Someone's idea of a joke.
You know something? You'd be surprised how many people you just described walking up and down this street. You see, they're making a couple of Western pilots right over here. And, can I tell you something confidential? I don't think they're gonna sell.
On the Hardy Boys, the mystery of the Hollywood Phantom.
It's not going to go off, is it?
What are you talking
about? The last time we were in a crowd like this, you started to sing on it.
Last time, if you recall, we were being marched out of a hotel in Hawaii under extreme duress. This little unit saved our skins. Besides, I might run into a young, beautiful California girl who wants to hear a number.
Yeah, second thought, why don't you turn it on? I'd like to thin out the crowd a bit.
With something?
Yes, I'd like to see some sandals. Oh,
excuse me just a minute.
Hello?
Bess?
Oh, hi, Nancy. How was your flight?
Oh, it's great. We landed right in the middle of a purple haze. I guess that's Los Angeles.
That's my bag.
I know. There was a man just trying to break in here. I just chased him away.
Man? What man?
I don't know. He disappeared. I wasn't fast enough.
Hey, it's Nancy.
You're the only person I saw getting in my bag.
Doesn't look like she's found a friend, does it?
Come on.
Listen, that's a likely story, little lady, but you see, I'm not in the habit of leaving my bag unzipped in the middle of an airport.
Well, I'm telling you, there was another man here trying to get into the suitcase.
What seems to be the trouble here?
Is she with you?
Airport police, juvenile division. I would tell you never to work this airport, Trixie.
We'll take care of this, sir. I'm sorry if there's been any inconvenience to you. Come with me. Thank you very much.
You're probably all in this together.
Juvenile squad.
Oh, come on. We're only teasing.
What are you doing in Los Angeles?
Pinch hitting for my father. Beth!
Hasn't changed much, has she?
Yeah, she's flipped out.
Maybe that's why you like her so much.
Oh, come on, who are you kidding? I mean, I like Nancy. Basically, she's a very nice girl underneath, but...
You're not interested.
No, I'm not.
Yeah.
I wonder what she's doing in Los Angeles.
Where to, ma'am?
Towers, please.
I should have known.
What?
She's going to the same place we are, obviously for the same reason.
That'll be cozy.
For a convention. I'm looking forward to being wined, dined, and entertained.
Is it true you found the missing witness in the Powell trial and will present him at this convention?
Yes, how about...
The only thing I'll be presenting at this convention will be an open mind.
Care to comment on the unsolved...
There are some spectacular developments in the technological field. Be sure you attend the seminars. You might learn something.
Is it true? How does the Fox feel about attending a convention of detectives while being considered one of the outstanding investigators in the United States?
Mr. Fox, isn't that
right?
I do find talking about myself in the third person rather unnerving. I'm more than delighted to be in such distinguished company. It cleans up my act.
And allows me the pleasure of renewing old acquaintances, if you gentlemen will excuse me.
Mr. Fox, tell us.
Mr. Fox, do you...
Benton Hardy, you're under arrest.
Jason Fox, you old dog. No detective convention would be complete without its founding member.
Well, that's very flattering. I attribute my success to luck and insolence, two very important items in our profession. But tell me, haven't you brought those two young men that usually solve your cases?
I did bring them, and they occasionally allow me to solve one or two of my own.
Otto, please! I crush easily.
Howdy, Jason. How are
you? Fenton, you know Arlo Weatherly?
Yes, we've met. My boys would get a great deal out of talking to you. They've got your books on criminology in their library.
Well, that's mighty flattering of you, sir, but it's just puzzles.
That's all we detectives work in. Locked rooms, mazes, labyrinths.
Bill Captain to the front desk. Bill Captain.
Be right back.
He doesn't stop long for the amenities, does he?
Howdy, Slick. Coming back to get whatever you missed the first time.
Arlo Weatherly. Well, I must admit I've always been a great admirer of yours.
Tell me, what are you doing here?
Same as you. I'm attending the convention.
Oh, you're a detective.
Part-time investigator.
Oh, really?
Yes, really.
You think she's in trouble again? Nancy, it's a state of mind.
Were you going to make sure I received your little joke?
I don't know what you're talking about.
I'm talking about this. What were you going to do with the top part? Paste it on the hotel room door? Well, now the juvenile squad is here, my day is complete. You know something? I was right. You are in this together.
We apologize, a little practical joke, but I can assure you this young lady is quite trustworthy.
Quite trustworthy? You'd make a great character witness.
Well, with some characters, it's tough.
Look, will you please stop coming to my rescue? I'm quite able to rescue myself. You think I put that in your case?
Well, who else?
Maybe the same person who put this in mine.
Let me see that.
Read the message. It's short, but it's to the point.
No one will shed a tear when you're gone.
Can I take a look at that?
Sure.
What does yours say? You'll be first, cowboy.
Who do you know in Los Angeles?
No one. I've never even been here before. It's a great welcoming committee.
Young lady, I owe you an apology.
Well, I guess I did look sort of suspicious at first.
You're,
I'm Frank Hardy. Nice to meet you. This is my brother, Joe.
Hi there.
Hi. How you do?
Say, you're Fenton's boys. Well, boys, I don't think this thing amounts to a hill of beans. Just probably somebody's idea of a practical joke, you know? Listen, your daddy told me you might want to hear some anecdotes. Maybe we can get together later and have a little talk.
That'd be terrific.
Great.
All right. See you, Slick.
Yeah.
Nancy, don't worry about it. I'm sure Weatherly's right. It's just some sort of elaborate practical joke.
Well, I don't think it's very funny.
Could I observe your technique a little bit, Frank? I might pick up a few things, you know.
So the fox returns to its lair. Still making big news out of small cases.
Nothing about me is small, Philip, except perhaps my respect for you. But allow me to introduce you to Fenton Hardy. This is Phil Bronson. We once worked against each other on a case in London.
You know, he really loves me, like a father. But don't let that wicked tongue deceive you. Underneath that hard exterior, there's an even harder interior.
Excuse me, my name is Hargrove. I'm the assistant manager of the hotel. You know, we overlook one of the largest and busiest television and movie studios in the world. They have a rather spectacular tour, which I have arranged with the studio for you all to go on this afternoon as guests of the hotel.
Tour? What sort of tour?
You'll see how television pictures and movies are made. It's very interesting. And strange things happen to your tram all along the way.
What sort of things?
Telling you would spoil it. You'll find out.
Well, Jason, it's been very nice sparring with you. I enjoyed the exercise.
Anytime.
Do let me know when that tour starts. It sounds like fun.
Nancy. These are my sons, Joe and Frank, and Nancy Drew, an associate.
Nice to meet you.
What are you doing here?
My father was supposed to be a guest speaker, and he couldn't make it, so I filled in for him.
You're a detective?
Part-time investigator.
Well, we'll have to get you a badge. You won't be allowed in the seminar without a badge. Oh, we'll rendezvous in the pool area in a half an hour. Take the cable car tram up to the tour center.
Thank you.
We'll see you then.
I like that girl.
Me too. I didn't say anything.
Conversation, wait until I'm dry.
Come out here.
What is it?
Remember that elaborate practical joke you were talking about? Welcome to the club. That's exactly what mine said. Not as a picture of me standing next to the elevator. I mean, someone had to be right there in the corridor.
Well, the one I received was taken in the lobby. You don't think I was going to be left out, do you?
It's bizarre. I mean, I guess it doesn't mean anything, but when
I saw those two pictures sitting in that drawer.
You still think it's just a practical joke?
What else could it be?
Something is definitely going on. I know it.
I think you're overreacting.
Am I? What were you going to say before, Joe? That when you saw those mutilated photographs that it frightened you? Because that's what it did to me.
Exactly what it's meant to do, my dear.
May I?
Oh, of course, Jason. Take a chair.
I didn't have to search for mine. It was lying right on the table when I came into the room.
You got one,
it's
too?
It's not the best picture I've ever taken. But considering the source, I suppose I should be grateful it wasn't a travesty.
Source?
This kind of thing happens every year. You Easterners must spend months dreaming up these diversions. You remember that year, Fenton, the Chinese puzzles in every room? With a note to the occupant saying that unless he or she could unravel the mystery of the boxes, penetrate to the smallest one, they would die.
Well, they must have easy access to the hotel.
Of course. These conventions are notorious. Practical jokes. A little more grisly this year, perhaps, but...
You really believe that's all it is?
Elementary, my dear.
The cable car is ready to leave. I wouldn't want any of you to be late for the tour.
Thank you.
We must think of something to get back at. You know, I'd say that Bronson is behind this little prank. I know he has a taste for the macabre.
So you think I'm overreacting?
Nancy. Mr. Fox just explained the whole thing.
So what if I don't accept his explanation?
Well, on what evidence are you basing this?
It's a feeling. Don't you have any feelings? It's just a sense of something.
Is this woman's intuition?
Detective's intuition. I'm sorry, forgive me. You obviously don't have those kinds of feelings. Sometimes I wonder if you have any feelings at all. Obviously you wouldn't.
Wouldn't what?
Shed a tear when I'm gone.
If I ever speak civilly to that girl again, dump a bucket of water on my head. Any particular size?
Welcome to our studio tour, ladies and gentlemen. We're going to take you into a new world, the new world of motion pictures. As well as some of the fascinating displays and shows we've set up for you, there may be some surprises along the way.
We stop worrying about Nancy. I'm not worried about her. She can take care of herself.
Quite a spread.
It sure is. I'm looking forward to this. I've never been to a movie studio before.
I got a feeling we're going to enjoy it.
Look out! Up on the hill!
Anything.
Of course I can, my dear fellow, and don't you forget it.
Now, gentlemen, let's call the truce until the tour is over, huh? All right, now you listen.
Ladies and gentlemen, if you'll gather over here, we'll take you through one of our most famous stars' dressing rooms. Take as many pictures as you like, but not the ones on the walls. And I'll meet you on the other side. Now, everyone, don't get excited, but because they're doing some work on the road ahead, we're going to have to take a detour and go over this old bridge in front of us. I'm sorry about this change in our plans, but as I told you at the beginning of the tour, we must expect the unexpected.
Come on, Nancy.
He's gone.
Who's gone?
Arlo Weatherly.
We got off with everybody else. He's probably around here someplace.
No, something's happened to him. Don't you remember his threat? It said you'll be the first cowboy.
Please, Nancy, don't start on all that again.
Look, I found this on his seat.
Probably dropped it.
No, don't you remember? He didn't have this part of the photograph. He only had the bottom part.
Well, maybe he found it later.
Well, I'm going to go find him now.
You can't leave the tour.
Oh, yeah? Just watch and see how fast I can leave it. Are you two coming with me?
Not me.
Frank?
All right. You sure you know what you're doing?
Well, somebody's got to watch out for it. We'll probably bump right into Weatherly. We'll be back.
It was incredible. One moment he's there and the next minute he's gone. You know all of Weatherly is just too short.
Excuse me, ma'am, sir. We're going to be shooting here in just a minute. You'll be right in the way and you could get hurt.
Oh, we're sorry. We're just looking for somebody who disappeared from our party.
Yeah, right.
We're big fans of your show.
Oh, thank you very much. You're very kind. Thank you. Can you describe the man you're looking for?
Yeah, I can. He's dressed up as a cowboy. Tall. He's got a big bucking horse buckle. You couldn't miss him.
You know something? You'd be surprised how many people look like that around here. You see, they're shooting a couple of westerns down the street. Pilots. Can I tell you something confidential? I don't think they're going to sell. No. You see, you want to be a big Western star, you got to go to Europe. That's where the money is. Now, detective stories, they're real. As a matter of fact, over there at the hotel, they got a big detectives convention going on right now.
Yeah, we know. See, we're part of it here.
Yeah. As a matter of fact, the man we're looking for is Arlo Weatherly. He's one of the foremost criminologists in the world.
Is that right?
Yeah. Have you seen him?
No, but you see, this is a very big lot. He'll turn up somewhere.
Rehearsal time.
Oh, excuse me, listen. It's really nice to talk to some real detectives, you know what I mean?
Okay, well, thanks a lot. Good luck with your show.
Oh, thank you very much. Thank you. Very kind. Thank you. Excuse me, there's one more thing. I've been putting you on. I'm not who you think I am. Hey, my name is Paul Hamilton. I'm just putting you on. I'm an actor. I'm a day player over here. That's all. I do impressions. Was it good?
Yeah, it was pretty good. Yeah.
Great.
I used to do it for kicks. I'm a serious actor. I used to have a series back in the 50s. Maybe you remember it? It's called The Raiders. Civil War? Oh, no. That's before your time. You want to be an actor today, you got to be young, or you got to have a gimmick. You know, you got to have a bionic arm, or you got to spin around and turn yourself into Wonder Woman or something like that. I'm a serious actor. I don't know anything about that kind of stuff. But Europe, that's where I'm going to go. There's still a shot for a guy in Europe. Still can make
second
it.
Second team.
Oh, yeah. That's me. I hope you find your friend. I'll see you.
Thank you.
Thanks.
Bye.
Bye.
I wonder where Jason is. People keep disappearing off this tour.
Maybe they know something we don't.
Sorry to break up what was sounding like a most intriguing case, but I'm afraid the solution is really quite prosaic. Spotted an old friend who works here at the studio. He took me to an editing room.
Oh, really?
However, we do seem to have lost Philip. Bronson, that is.
He said he was going back to the hotel. He was not feeling well.
Something he couldn't handle. And what about Arlo Weatherly?
That I don't know.
Party got lost.
You're not allowed to leave the tour and wander around the studio.
I know, but we're looking for Mr. Arlo.
I'm sorry, I'm afraid I'm going to have to ask you to leave. Get in. I'll take you to the main gate.
I'm sorry.
It's okay.
Thank you.
first speaker tonight was to be Arlo Weatherly. Unfortunately, he's been unavoidably detained.
Mrs. Angleton, to the front desk.
Is there any word on Weatherly?
The front desk, please.
No, but look at this.
What is it?
A shooting schedule for the house on Bracken Moor, stage 24.
So what?
The house on Bracken Moor. Don't you remember the story? It's an old house on an English moor. Eight people are brought together by mysterious circumstances, and they each receive a photograph of themselves and a threat. And one by one, the people start to disappear.
It's probably just coincidence.
A coincidence? Arlo Weatherly receives a photograph of himself. He disappears on a studio tour, and the studio is filming the house on Bracken Moor. Isn't that coincidence a little hard for you to swallow?
Look, we'll talk, all right? Jason Fox is giving his first discussion. Let's go hear it. It's what we came here for. It could be important.
I'm going to check this out, with or without you.
Dr. Goldman, please pick up the house.
Let her go, Frank. She'll be back when she doesn't find anything.
If she wasn't so exasperating...
You wouldn't like her so much.
Maybe.
Stop! Help! Somebody help! you.
What's the matter with that fella? He almost ran you down.
Oh, thank you.
You all right?
Yeah.
If I could have gotten his license number, I'd have reported him. Should have had his lights on. What happened to you?
Well, I was running along, and I took a wrong step, and I ended up in the lake.
Yeah. Better put this around you before you catch cold.
Thank you.
What's that thing doing operating at night anyway? Doesn't surprise me, though. The studio is probably booking some night tours.
I know you. Aren't you Weaver from the Marshal from New Mexico?
Well, that's close enough. I was doing some shooting over on New York Street. I was on a break when I saw you. You got me at a little bit of a disadvantage.
Oh, I'm Nancy Drew. I'm with the detectives convention at the Tower.
You look a little young to be a detective. Full-fledged one, that is.
Well, I'm a part-time investigator.
Oh, I see. We better get you up to the hotel and get those clothes changed. You're going to get pneumonia.
You like a lift?
Really? Well, that'd be great.
Sure. This old boy, he ride double easy.
Just stick your right foot in the stirrup there as soon as I get mine out. And see if you can give yourself a boost.
Wait. What? Oh, thank you.
Got it?
Yeah. Oh, you really saved my life. That was for real.
There you go.
Don't park him. It'll just be a minute.
Well, what happened to you?
I had an argument with a shark.
I'm sure that...
That's right. Look, I don't know what's going on here, but somebody in a truck just tried to run over this young lady on the back lot.
You mean deliberately?
I think you're going to have to ask the lady that.
It was just trying to scare me off.
Anybody have any reason to hurt you?
Someone may have a reason to try and hurt all of us around here.
Why?
We don't know.
Well, look, I hate to do this to you, but I've got to get back to the set. They'll probably have it lit by now. But if there's anything I can do to help you, just let me know.
I'll do that. Thanks, Mr. Weaver.
My pleasure.
Are you sure you're all right?
Just wet.
Did you see the driver of the truck?
No, I didn't.
Well, what were you doing in the back lot?
I was chasing somebody who'd been on stage 24. They had it set up just like the house on Brackenmore. There was this big photograph on the table. I think we were all in it.
Well, did you get a good look at it?
Well, no, it was dark. And besides, that's when I started chasing the figure.
You sure you weren't chasing a shadow? Look, we better get you out of your wet clothes.
Thanks. I think I can manage.
You know, I knew we never should have let her go off on her own.
How do we know she was going to fall in the lake?
I know, but even so.
You know, Frank, I'm beginning to get a very uneasy feeling.
Maybe she was right all along. Me too.
Oh, hello there.
Mr. Rheinstrom, to the front desk. Mr. Rheinstrom, to the front desk, please. I'd say Bronson just got his very own photograph.
And I'd say he's probably the first one to receive it personally.
Let's talk to him.
Okay.
I'll pick up Nancy on the way. She should be in on
this. I'll meet you in front of Bronson's room.
Nancy, it's Frank. Look, I need to talk to you. Just 2 minutes.
Well, come in. Turn around. I'm not dressed.
We just saw Bronson get his own photograph. It was given to him, probably by the person who's behind all this.
Oh, you mean one of the East Coast boys?
Well, no.
Okay. You mean you believe that something's happening here?
Well, no, I didn't say that either. It could still be a hoax, but I think we should talk to Bronson.
Bronson, can we talk to you for a second?
Certainly, come in. Sit down. I was just having a lie down. I've had enough of speeches and camaraderie for one evening.
We'd like to talk to you about the photograph you just received.
Photograph?
Yes, the one of yourself, like the others got.
I don't know what you're talking about.
Well, you know that people here have been receiving mutilated photographs with threats.
Someone's idea of a joke. I wouldn't put it past Jason Fox. He's notorious for stunts like that.
But you did receive a photograph, right?
Yes, I did.
Well, we'd like to see it then.
We would.
Yes, we would.
But if you insist.
My son, taken on the deck of HMS Victory at Portsmouth Harbor. Frank Garth, another detective, wanted to see it.
Oh, he's a lovely looking child.
Thank you very much. Now, if you don't mind, I'd like to continue with my snooze.
Of course. It was just the boy's idea of a practical joke. Excuse us. Last time I'm gonna let you make a fool out of me.
Nancy, it was an honest mistake.
Yeah, sure it was. So that I'd have to drop all my crazy ideas, right?
No!
Bronson could be lying.
You guys are gonna be sorry when you find out the truth.
Make that strike three, buddy.
Miss Koff to the front desk. Miss Koff to the front desk.
Yes.
I'm looking for Fenton Hardy. Have you seen him?
No. Maybe the boys know.
Frank, Joe, you boys know where your father is?
Yeah, he was with you.
Well, I haven't seen him for half an hour. He was supposed to open the second half of the seminar, and I can't find him. Had him paged, been to his room. Nobody's seen him.
That's not like Dad.
Can't even find Phil Bronson to go on.
He's in his room.
No, I paged him, called him, nothing.
That's funny. He said he was going to lie down. Maybe I should go check on him?
Good idea.
Excuse me. There's something in Mr. Bronson's box. 1111? Oh, he asked me to pick it up for him.
All right. This is rather strange.
This wasn't here a little while ago when we came by and spoke to the desk clerk.
Which clerk was that?
Well, whoever was on duty. I couldn't read his nameplate.
His? No. Miss Foster's been on duty all evening.
Miss Foster?
You've been here all evening, right?
I did have to step away from the desk for a few minutes.
Maybe the clerk's involved.
Did Mr. Hardy leave a message with you?
I haven't seen Mr. Hardy since earlier this evening.
Well, Arlo, it looks like we should have taken Nancy seriously. This guy is nuts.
Bronson? Is gone and the room's wrecked.
Wrecked? What are you talking about? About kidnapping, I'd say.
Mr. Fox?
Yes?
This was left for you at the bell captain's desk.
Thank you. Strange.
Bell captain to the front desk. Bell captain to the front desk, please.
Can I see that? This is Dad's ring. He never takes it off. It was a present from our mother.
This belongs to Arlo Weatherly. I gave it to him myself.
It's a medallion Bronson was wearing 10 minutes ago.
And the kidnapper could still be in the hotel.
Not necessarily. You can go a long way in 10 minutes. What's the note say?
Three of your detectives already gone. 500,000 will free them. Don't call the police. Details will follow. Don't call the police. Details will follow. I'd still think it was a practical joke if it weren't for these.
Isn't
Isn't that blood on the medallion?
Yes, probably from the broken glass.
The ring. That means the kidnappers do have your father.
I would say that's correct, in view of his disappearance.
What are we going to do now?
Call the police.
I guess we have no other recourse.
But the note said...
No, Nancy's right. We have no choice. I'd like to leave these locked in your office until the police get here.
Of course. You can call the police from there.
I'm really sorry about your father.
You're right all along, Nancy.
That photograph you saw on stage 24. I'd like to take a look at it.
Okay.
We worked together once. Let's do it again.
Let's go. This is stage 24.
What exactly did you see?
It's the set of an old house. I went through a hallway into a dining room. There's a large photograph in there with all the guests in it. It's just like the house on Bracken Moor.
You think some of us are in that photograph?
I think so.
The photos of the detective convention, the dad and the others made me. Listen, why don't you wait outside? We'll be out in just a little bit.
I was the one who went in there alone while you two were up at the seminar because nothing was going on here except for the triviality of a practical joke.
You're also the one who returned to the hotel soaking wet because you fell into the lake.
I did not fall into the lake. I was dropped into the lake.
Which proves that this whole thing could be very dangerous.
Which proved to you that something dangerous was going on here.
Well, if your little marshal hadn't pulled you out and
can
rescued you.
Can we avoid World War III for just a moment so we can take a look around? Can't you guys keep a truce for more than 20 minutes?
I'm just trying to look after her interests.
Well, why don't you just look after yourself?
I always find these sets kind of eerie and disturbing. I mean, they're real rooms, but there's no backing. There's no substance. Perfect homes for people only exist in your imagination. I always wonder if there aren't people who live here all the time, only come out after all the actors and technicians have gone home. I wonder if...
Shh. Did you hear that?
Come on.
There.
We keep popping up all over.
It's incredible. It's insane.
I know it.
Well, somebody knows all the details of the convention. Like what detectives would be here. They must want the kidnappings to look like the ones in the movie. If it all wasn't so bizarre, I'd be flattered to be included.
Well, how would he leave this around for anybody to see?
Well, no one should be in here on weekends. Must be trying to live out some sort of fantasy.
Unless he wanted us to see it.
Well, no matter how it's dressed up, it's still a simple case of kidnapping.
It matters how it's dressed up. You said yourself, insanity, a psychotic mind.
That's the laughter I was telling you about. Look!
Come on. Hotel, let Jason Fox know what's happening.
You sending me out of danger again?
I'm asking you to get some help.
What are you doing here?
I'm after... This may be hard to explain.
You can explain it to the head of security.